I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Ladies Corner, which is Muslim Lady. I'm Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. And here with me, I have Sister Zainab. Before everything, I wish wherever you are, you're doing well and life is treating you well. So, Sister Zainab, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming here and for being a part of Muslim Lady, as in today's episode. Just for those who have joined us and they do not know you, probably, give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Okay, I'm Zainab from Indian and Muslim Kashmir, and I'm a graduate in science, and then I did my postgraduate in linguistics, and then Hausa for more than a decade. And on the sidelines, I have also been writing a couple of articles, books, mostly based on the Muslim lady.
Wow, that's very great. We wish you luck, and it's a very good news that you're here to share your insights with us. Well, usually... what we discuss in Muslim Lady is whatever that concerns Muslim Lady. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to have a healthy communication in the household, which is not a very easy thing. And it's called the art of healthy communication.
Indeed, it's an art. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there's no doubt in the fact that one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon humanity is a gift of bayan, tongue. You know, he discusses this in the very opening verses of Surah ar-Rahman, considering it a praiseworthy blessing. You know, ar-Rahman, alam al-Quran, khalaq al-insan, alamahu al-bayan, you know, after the creation of a human being, he blessed him with the... with this blessing of expression through tongue. Yeah. So this tongue has contradictory functions, like it can be considered as a double-edged sword.
Though very tiny.
Yeah.
It could be very powerful.
It can benefit and it can both harm a person. So it's a very powerful weapon with which a person can both drag another into ruins and also can, you know...
Build empires.
Exactly. Build empires. And also sometimes it's not just you can throw others into ruins and destruction. Mm-hmm. You can prepare grounds for your own destruction as well with the same tongue. So as it's been said that, you know, the red tongue blows the green head away.
Yeah.
So also Imam Ali al-Islam in this regard says in one of the hikmah of Nahjul Balagha, probably hikmah number 381, yeah. So he says, speech is in your control as long as you have not uttered it. But once you have spoken, you are not, you are now in its control.
You're no longer the guardian.
Yeah. So guard your tongue just as you guard your gold and silver. For many, a word has driven away a blessing or attracted a blessing. So that's a beautiful hikmah by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So moving ahead, we know that you know, in verbal communication and conversations, what is very important is a type of speech, is a tone of expression, and that goes wrong in the between the spouses, the words, the terms used, and the tone of voice. So affectionate phrases and you know, not taking a confrontational stance and not making judgments, these are some of the things that can bring about peace between the spouses. So amongst those skills, I would say to cultivate this art within yourself of healthy communication, the number first, I would again go with good listening, as you were like in many of the all the conflicts that we have been talking about as spouses, we have said one of the way outs, in fact, the very first way out is good listening. So the most important technique here, again, in communication is...
be a good listener.
Yes. It's also called a savior of relationship because it is. Mm-hmm. You know, the skill of good listening, it shows how much the other person matters and
And a tiny side note, I would say, be a good listener with good intentions.
Exactly.
Don't listen in order to answer, to guard yourself.
Exactly.
No, just listen and put yourself in the place of that one person.
Yeah, as we have explained this in very detail in the previous episodes.
Yeah.
So I would just skip this one and move ahead. But another point is expressing gratitude with your tongue. Like whenever, it's not just... you know, sometimes you cook very good food and then they're like,
So yeah, you spend times and hours.
Yeah. And yeah, that is also good. But, you know, some of the phrases of gratitude, you know, expressing gratitude, it's very important.
Be creative.
Yes. Yeah, so thank them, not just for cooking, but of all the good deeds and efforts they make for you.
Or, and the time they devoted out of their lifetime. They could have been doing something else.
Yes. And like the way they show you with their efforts that you hold a special regard, you also show, at least with your words, that they hold a special regard in your life. Another very important point in this art of healthy communication is the body language, especially the eye contact. You know, our eyes are among the most important and fundamental parts of our body, but because they convey your thoughts, your feelings to the person that's in front of you.
In literature, we say eyes are the window to the heart.
Hearts, exactly. So therefore, when a person is speaking, especially with a spouse, it's better to make eye contact and convey to them a sense of value and importance.
A meaningful eye contact.
Exactly, yeah.
Not a cold, passive one.
Indeed. So another point I would say for healthy communication, to develop this art, is to not mix issues together.
Yeah. Do not pile them up together.
Yes, it's very important that while you're discussing one topic with your spouse, to not bring up the previous...
the entire history.
...issues and discussions, yeah. Under no circumstances, like, should we use the passwords against each other? Most of the times, all those conflicts arise just because we mix up a lot of things.
And because we did not close the window to the previous ones.
Yeah.
Just shut it. Shut those doors. Don't let them be open in your mind.
Either just discuss it at the same time. Yeah. Do not shut it at that moment, but do not bring it into, like, mixing several topics together creates, you know, disagreements.
Volcano.
Conflicts. Yeah. Maybe it's easy for you, but for another person, it's not logical. It does not sound logical.
And it's not digestible.
Yeah. And like the person in front of you is still unable to digest the very
current moment.
And you're just bringing up all those.
You're opening an entire history.
Yeah. So that's not good. That's not a good skill. So the one who possesses this very healthy skill of communication does not bring. Yeah, those old topics.
Previously we talked about emotional intelligence. I guess still we need that.
Indeed.
Still, even in this discussion, we need that emotional intelligence.
All these things come in the same umbrella.
Exactly, yeah.
So then, is using beautiful words or impactful words, even Quran talks about it, whenever you talk to people, talk good, you know.
Your choice of word matters.
Yes.
A lot.
Indeed. In fact, Imam Ali alayhi salam was asked, what is beauty? He said, the beauty lies in your speech.
Yeah.
And in fact, in another hadith, Imam Ali says that a person is hidden underneath his tongue.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you...
And in our case, underneath her tongue.
Exactly. So maybe, you know, apparently a person dresses good and, you know, apparently he looks good. But the moment they speak up, that's when we get to know their personalities.
And no matter whatever degree they have.
Yes.
Like sometimes you see engineers, sometimes doctors, sometimes... professors even.
Indeed.
But once
amassing degrees has never been a criteria of being a good person.
Yeah.
So we must know from a hadith, what is it to be like. Imam Ali alayhi salam discusses, he says beauty is actually the way you use your tongue. Yeah. So using beautiful words, using beautiful phrases, the way, you know, we have this, talking of Imam Ali, we have this example from their life as well as in their marital life, for example. They would never call each other with the names. For example, in today's world, we have these small nicknames. I don't know, names of dogs, names of cats. Pet names calling to your husband, spouse. That's really, it's not very wise. If you see Lady Fatima Salaam Alayha, there's utmost respect. And at the same time, it's so close. The way she calls Imam Ali al-Islam, Ya Abul Hassan.
Yeah.
You know? And Ruhi Lerohe Kalfada, may my soul get sacrificed for you. How amazing is this? You know, I think we need so many courses to reach.
Yeah. And just look at today's world and the marital lives. Yeah. I wonder how they would use pet names for each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's very strange and weird.
In fact,
does not show closeness, by the way. This does not show that, okay, we're so much of friends.
Indeed.
No. On the contrary, by the passage of time, I guess this would show that the other person has a degrading view of you.
Indeed. Indeed. So we must really, we have to, you know, possess the skill of, we have to learn this art of speaking good phrases, mm-hmm. talking with good names. And
respect.
This always sounds
See,
cool.
Respect is very important.
Indeed.
No matter how close you are.
Exactly. And as we previously mentioned in previous episodes, that respect is equal to love for men.
Yeah.
So do not, you know, think that this is very close. This is being very close.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Maybe at the first usage, they would laugh or smile, or that would be fine. But trust me, little by little, that would add to the idea that, okay, the other person does not hold any respect for me.
Yes. And, you know, it's not just, I don't want to give examples from the Ahlulbayt life wherein only Lady Fatima was so good towards Imam Ali. In fact, Imam Ali being of that, you know, having that status, having that mm-hmm. position. So he calls her Yomi leader, and she also calls him Yomi leader. You know, they refer to each other as Ya Sayyidi. So this is like utmost respect, utmost mm-hmm. Closeness at the same time.
Which is mutual, by the way.
Yeah. So this is what I wanted to clarify here.
So like, this is Muslim lady, but even if the Muslim men are listening to this.
Yes.
I think
it's
the
both
roads,
sided.
Yeah. That works both sides.
Yes. So, yeah, like, use good phrases,
mm-hmm.
not just names, use good phrases.
If you're interested in healthy communication, if
yes.
you're really seeking for perfection in your relationship.
Indeed. And because perfection is comes with efforts.
Mm-hmm.
It does not come without efforts. And
it does not grow out of air.
Yes, overnight, rather. So you have to develop these skills of talking to one another, and then inshallah maybe those conflicts and disagreements may come to end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very useful, I guess. And if we take that into consideration in our relationships, probably the things that we see, which couples would call as their crisis and their problems, that would fade away once they realize and acknowledge each other's identity, respect each other, use proper words, interact with others, with one another in a way that is very close, but at the same time, very respectful. Thank you very much, Sir Zainab. And thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us. I hope wherever you are, and I hope in whatever relationships that you have with your family members, you would find no problem unless it would lead you to perfection. It would lead to your growth and prosperity. So thank you for being with us until another episode of Muslim Lady. Take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges, nothing in life.